This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Trump camp is firing back after former President Trump was indicted for trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The AP's Sagar Magani starts us off.
The Justice Department has taken the first step toward formally holding Donald Trump accountable for a bid to threaten American democracy. In a four-count felony indictment, the department says Trump's desperate attempt at clinging to power after he lost the 2020 election led to the Capitol riot.
It was fueled by lies. Lies by the defendant,
which special counsel Jack Smith says were aimed at obstructing a bedrock government function.
The nation's process of collecting, counting, and certifying the results of the presidential election.
It's Trump's third indictment this year, yet still stunning. The GOP presidential race's frontrunner is due in court tomorrow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
But this morning, Trump lawyer John Lauro is slamming the timing of all of this and more.
To take President Trump to trial in 90 days, of course, is absurd. The question is, why do they want to do that? If you want to seek justice, then you need to offer President Trump an opportunity to get a hold of all the evidence and understand what the facts are.
He spoke to the Today Show. Stress and low pay are just two of the reasons more teachers are leaving their jobs. New reports from states show the number is growing. The turnover in some cases is highest among teachers of color. Fitch Ratings has downgraded the U.S. credit rating, pointing to rising debt and what it calls deteriorating standards of governance over the past two decades. The rating dropped one notch. In July, more than 2 billion people felt the heat caused by global warming, says a quick new study. This is AP News. In China, they're struggling with the weather. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this story.
China's capital has recorded its heaviest rainfall in at least 140 years over the past few days. The Beijing Meteorological Bureau says the city recorded 29.3 inches of rain between Saturday and Wednesday morning. Chinese authorities say the torrential rains around Beijing have destroyed roads, knocked out power, and caused at least 21 deaths and left 26 people missing. Thousands have been evacuated to shelters in schools and other public buildings in suburban Beijing and in other cities. It's unknown how many people are trapped in flood-stricken areas in the city and surrounding villages. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Keep an eye on those gas prices. Gas is $3.80 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, 12 cents higher than last week. A year ago, though, it was $4.18. The West has the highest prices now. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.